Imagine waking up one day and suddenly seeing your life as if through a stranger's eyes. Your daily commute, your career ambitions, your relationships, all the things that seem so important suddenly appear as elaborate distractions from a fundamental truth: the universe is indifferent to our existence. This jarring awakening to life's inherent meaninglessness is where Camus begins his exploration in The Myth of Sisyphus. Written during the darkness of World War II, this philosophical essay confronts the most fundamental question: in a world without inherent meaning, is life worth living at all? The absurd isn't just an abstract concept. It's the visceral confrontation between our human desire for purpose and the universe's cold silence. It's that unsettling feeling when routine actions suddenly seem mechanical and strange, when time weighs heavily upon us, when we become painfully aware that we're asking questions to which the universe provides no answers. This awakening often arrives without warning, perhaps triggered by personal tragedy, or sometimes by nothing at all, just a random Tuesday when you find yourself wondering, "Is this all there is?" The absurd exists in the gap between what we want from life and what life actually offers. Our minds desperately crave order, meaning, and purpose. We want the universe to make sense, but reality remains stubbornly indifferent to these desires. This irreconcilable contradiction is what Camus calls the divorce between man and his life, the actor and his setting. When confronted with the absurd, most people make what Camus calls a philosophical leap, an attempt to escape the tension between our desire for meaning and the world's silence. This escape, which Camus terms philosophical suicide, takes many forms. Religious faith represents the most common escape route, providing ready-made answers at the cost of intellectual honesty. Even secular philosophies commit this error. Kierkegaard made his leap of faith into religion. Heidegger retreated into abstract ontological concepts, and Marxism offered historical inevitability. All are sophisticated evasions attempting to conjure meaning from a meaningless universe. Philosophical suicide is tempting because it temporarily soothes the anxiety of facing the absurd. But this comfort requires pretending not to see what we've already seen. Instead of leaping away from the absurd, Camus suggests we should stare directly into it. If neither physical suicide nor philosophical escape works, what remains? Camus proposes revolt, not as a political act, but as an existential stance, a defiant nevertheless in the face of meaninglessness. I draw from the absurd three consequences: my revolt, my freedom, and my passion. Revolt means refusing to reconcile with the absurd while maintaining tension between your desire for meaning and the world's silence. Freedom emerges when you realize that without cosmic meaning, you're liberated to create your own values. Passion becomes the natural response to life's brevity. If this moment is all we have, the quality of our experience becomes paramount. These principles manifest in specific ways of living. Don Juan embodies passion through embracing each love affair without pretending permanence. The actor lives multiple lives within one. The conqueror takes action while recognizing its ultimate futility. Each extracts maximum experience from finite existence. The ultimate expression of revolt comes through creation. The artist creates knowing their work will eventually crumble, just as we live knowing we will die. Yet in this conscious creation lies dignity in the face of an indifferent universe. At the essay's conclusion, Camus returns to the Greek myth of Sisyphus, condemned by the gods to eternally roll a boulder up a mountain only to watch it roll back down, the perfect metaphor for the human condition. Yet Camus offers a surprising twist: one must imagine Sisyphus happy. This claim culminates Camus' philosophy. Sisyphus embodies the absurd hero, one who continues his task despite knowing its futility. His heroism lies in consciousness and persistence despite meaninglessness. The pivotal moment in Sisyphus's story is his walk back down to retrieve the boulder. In this awareness lies his triumph. His fate belongs to him, Camus writes. By accepting his condition without false hope or despair, Sisyphus transforms punishment into choice. We are all Sisyphus, pushing our boulders, careers, relationships, creative projects, knowing they won't last forever. The absurd hero finds dignity not in false hopes, but in the quality of engagement with the task itself. Camus' philosophy provides practical guidance for daily living. Many climb corporate ladders for decades only to question their purpose. The absurd perspective transforms ambition, focusing on finding value in the work itself rather than distant future rewards. Relationships are similarly reframed. Love becomes precious precisely because it's temporary. Rather than seeking perfect, eternal connections, embrace love's inherent limitations. Each relationship holds value because it exists now, not because it will last forever. Even mundane routines can be approached through this lens. The morning commute, grocery shopping, household chores, activities often performed on autopilot, can become sites of absurd awareness. By bringing full consciousness to these moments, you transform mechanical existence into chosen experience. This approach doesn't eliminate suffering. Camus offers not perpetual happiness, but a way to find dignity within suffering. When tragedy strikes, the absurd perspective provides clarity rather than comfort. These experiences are what makes a life uniquely yours. While the myth of Sisyphus primarily addresses individual responses to the absurd, Camus' philosophy extends to solidarity with others. The progression from I revolt, therefore I am, to I revolt, therefore we exist, shows how individual revolt naturally extends to collective solidarity. This solidarity emerges from concrete recognition of our shared human condition, not abstract principles. We're united as beings seeking meaning in a meaningless universe. Written during Nazi-occupied France, Camus' essay emerged when resistance was both philosophical and literal. His exploration of revolt against the absurd paralleled his active resistance against fascism, both requiring dignity in seemingly hopeless circumstances. Camus offered a middle path between blind optimism and cynical despair. A measured rebellion that remembers its limits and refuses to become what it opposes. In a world split between religious fundamentalism and nihilistic cynicism, Camus offers a third way. His philosophy invites us to live within the tension of existence, neither denying our longing for meaning nor pretending the universe provides it. We create purpose through our choices, while acknowledging these choices lack cosmic validation. The courage to live without illusions, yet without despair, may be our era's most necessary virtue. When we embrace the absurd with open eyes, we discover a deeper appreciation for life's fleeting beauty. Pick up your boulder. Push it, knowing it will roll back down. Find defiant joy in choosing your life rather than merely living it. Between cosmic meaninglessness and human meaning-making lies our freedom to create value in a world that offers none. In conscious revolt against the absurd, we discover what it truly means to be human.